Are you in the world, sports, politics, entertainment, or the word more? Ask yourself that. The world has no part of the people of God. You got to repent and come out of the world, neighbors. Many people spend more time with their television on than the word of God. They should throw their TV in the garbage. It's a hellavision that is of Satan. More people spend time worried about politics. That's a man-made creation. Politics, there's no hope in Trump or Biden or anyone. No hope in them. More people spend their time in politics, entertainment, and sports. Sports does not serve and honor the kingdom of God. It's a carnal, vain way. A carnal, vain way made of man. They're closing down. Yeah, we'll go back this way.
Say it louder, brother.
Vain pursuits. What kind of vain pursuit? The word vain means useless. Living for the world is vain because Christ is coming to destroy and judge it. Living for churchianity systems are vain because Christ is coming to destroy and judge all of that. Why would you waste your life? We just talked about over there, your life is a vapor, neighbors. You're here today, you're gone tomorrow, then the judgment of God. Just being better than the next person is not going to save you. Going to a Sunday church, Catholic, Lutheran, Baptist, Evangelical, is not going to save you. They don't teach the truth of God. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He leads you out of all lies and error. He leads you to goodness and righteousness. But Americans are drunk on entertainment. Americans lust for all the things that the Bible says will damn your soul. Worldliness, carnality, pride and vanity. What you have to ask yourself is, what is driving you in your life? The Spirit of God drives you to the eternal Word of God. Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, we live by every word out of the mouth of God. But if you're living by your own traditions, if you're living by your church traditions, if you're living by the culture's traditions, you have no hope of eternal life to come, neighbors. So we just come into the broad road of destruction, not to entertain ourselves. I used to do this stuff. I'm no better than you, but I am different today because the Spirit of God changed my desires and my heart. If you don't have a new heart, if you haven't been created, haven't created a new heart by the Spirit of God within you, you can know that at Judgment Day, just like if I break these laws, these police officers are going to arrest me. On Judgment Day, you're going to be a criminal before God, and you're going to be sent away to eternal imprisonment in hell and wrath and judgment. But Jesus shed his blood, a glorious Savior, to make a narrow way. The problem is James 4:4. You're a friend of the world, it makes you an enemy of God, neighbor. We don't want you to be a friend of the world. We want you to know Christ in spirit and truth. Test yourself, sir. Come out of the world. You got to come out if you really are a child of God. You can't live like this world. What's the fruit that you're a born again holy child of God? Just believing, wearing a metal cross. Metal crosses are pagan symbols that aren't going to save you. We call it bumper sticker Christianity. Hey, look it. I got a Jesus hat on. Hey, look it. I got a Jesus shirt. Hey, look it. I got a fish on my bumper. That is not biblical Christianity, neighbors. That's cultural Christianity. Let's talk about the difference between biblical Christianity and cultural Christianity. Very, very important. Biblical Christianity means your life is surrounded by the doctrines of God, the Word of God, the ways of God, and you keep sound doctrine. 1 Timothy 4:16 says sound doctrine saves you. That's biblical Christianity by the gospel of shed blood of Jesus, repentance, you're born again, You're walking in holiness and enduring. That's biblical Christianity. What's cultural Christianity? Buildings, men in wooden boxes on Sunday, pagan holidays, feminization, worldliness mixed in, Super Bowl parties at so-called churches, believing that God died, Christ died and saves you no matter what, no matter how you live, believing in once saved, always saved. None of that. None of that is of the scriptures or of a holy God. That's cultural Christianity. How about believing you can dress, act, live any way you want and claim Jesus? When Jesus' people always came out of the world, Jesus never endorsed war and killing by man. Jesus never endorsed the Roman sports events. He never endorsed politics. All he said was, give to Caesar what is Caesar. Give to God what is God. That means pay your taxes, but love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Americans aren't loving God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. Americans are living lives outside of the truth of God. So the street preacher's job is to stand and walk and preach and remind you your life's a vapor and judgment's coming. What side of the judgment are you going to be on, neighbors? Jesus didn't die so you could live a worldly, idle, relaxed life. Jesus said, go, preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. How are you doing that, neighbors, if you're living your own life? How are you doing that if you just practice Sunday church that's false and corrupt? You're not, neighbors. You're not doing it at all. Lose your life, seek the kingdom of God, loving our neighbors with meekness and gentleness, imploring you to repent and come to the kingdom of God before it's too late. In the book of Revelation, it says, the kings and the bondmen and the free men, they'll ever be asking for rocks to fall upon them to hide them from the wrath of the Lamb. Wow. They want the wrath of the Lamb. They want to avoid it so much, they look for rocks to hide them. Do you really think rocks are going to hide them or you on Judgment Day? No. God will see every hidden thing. He knows the intents of the heart. He knows the thought. He knows your false church system. He knows your worldly life. He knows your flesh. And unless you submit and surrender to Jesus Christ today, who shed his blood, he was beaten, battered, bruised, bloodied on that stake, that tree. He died for the sins of the world. And Jesus said in John 3, whosoever can come and drink of the living water, whosoever can be made new and be purified. But it's a trading of your old life for the new life to come. You can't keep both. If you trade your old car in, you don't get to keep the old car and get the new car. You can't get new life in Christ and hold on to your old life. You can't live in false churchianity, which is every church in America teaching false ways, feminized ways, satanic ways. Satan's the inventor of the denominations, not God. What will become of you, neighbor? It's loving to call you out of your slumber and your sleep. You're walking right for the road of judgment. You're on the broad path, not on the narrow path.